Welcome to Productive Popcorn, binge watching for busy entrepreneurs and professionals. This is a safe place to geek out about your favorite shows and movies. Hi, I'm Irene Chan. I'm a freelance writer and content marketer. My goal is to help you get more done in less time so you can enjoy doing things you love, like watching Netflix. You don't have to feel guilty about watching Netflix or geek out about zombies, because this is the place to do that. Truth is, you can be more productive if you give yourself time to relax, unwind, and do nothing. So stay tuned for this podcast where I discuss things that I've watched this week, and so I can save you some time and skip the ones that are not worth watching. All right, this week's episode, we're going to talk about what's new on Netflix, what's leaving on Netflix, and the shows that I'm watching on Netflix right now. So stay tuned. I'm going to do just a quick round of all the things that I've watched. And yeah, so you can see what's worth watching and you can line up your playlist in the upcoming week or in the upcoming weekend. So for me, it's February 27, 2022, 1:41 p.m. The kids are asleep, so I thought it's the best time to record a podcast. I usually go live, but this week, for the past 2 weeks, I think like the best way for me to consistently produce a productive popcorn episode is basically just to record a podcast, and anchor.fm has been so easy to use. So I think I'm going to continue it for this time until I can figure out my live streaming schedule. And also, I don't have to put makeup on when I'm on a podcast. And I like geeking out in front of my mic without so much pressure if, you know, if someone's watching you or not. But if you are listening to this podcast, please do let me know. Email me or tweet me at It's Irene Chan on Twitter, of course. So that's I-T-S Irene Chan, I-R-E-N-E-C-H-A-N. I'm also going to include that on the show notes. So if you are listening and you find this helpful, I would really appreciate it if you could let me know. All right, so this week, what's new on Netflix is basically I'm watching a ton of kids show because I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. And that's like one way that I can keep them just staying in one place. So we have new, the Cuphead, the series, which is based on the video game. And it's basically, they've been watching it with their dad because my husband loves the game. I tried playing the game, but I suck at platforming games. It's like super, super hard. I've always described Cuphead the game as like if you die and go to hell, and if you're like terrible at platforming game, that's going to be like hell for you because you just keep repeating and dying and but if you're really good at platforming games, it's like a really great challenge. But enough about the games. It's basically, yeah, it's the TV series is based on the movie. The TV series is based on the video game. And I really love how it like translated into a TV series because I feel like, I'm not sure, but you know, it's a tiny video game, I think, and then it's it got a ton of attention. Maybe it's an indie developer even. And then they got a ton of attention as a game, and then now it's a TV series. So it's in our reminders to have the Cuphead once it's available. Because it's pretty dark for kids, but it is under like our kid profile, so it's like available for kids to watch. But the kids love them as well, watching it with their dad. I still have to sit through an entire episode, but I think I watched the first episode and it's pretty fun. Okay, so we also have Blippi the Musical that's already available, and we've watched it like a gazillion times already. I unexpectedly loved it. I was skeptical about the Blippi the Musical, because most of the Blippi that I've watched, especially the new Blippi, he's not very musical, I think. So, but the show is that it's like 1 hour long. There's still tons of learning for the kids, and it's very interactive. And I wish I could like see it in person. So definitely both of my kids love it. 4 and 2, they're obsessed with Blippi. My 4-year-old, her birthday party was actually Blippi themed. And we went to the toy store for the first time in a long time, and they have tons of Bleepy merchandise. So really happy for Steven John, the original creator of Bleepy and the original Bleepy. And yeah, so it's definitely worth watching if you have toddlers. And if you love Bleepy, you gotta watch it. I am growing really fond of the new Bleepy. At first, I didn't like him, but I've grown fond of him. So the next, so those are the new things that we've been watching on Netflix that is for the entire family, including the kids. And of course, we started watching Ozark because it's in our watch list for a very long time, but we have to finish other things like This Is Us. So we're done with This Is Us. It's not Netflix, but I'm thinking that this podcast is mostly going to be about Netflix. But yeah, so Ozark, we've watched the first episode, and I found out this is actually the last season. I'm so happy that it's going to be the last season because, you know, I don't think that it's going to be really good if they keep adding things up. And it is it's setting up for the ultimate impossible, almost impossible task for Marty and Wendy. And, you know, it's fun to see how they're going to pull it off. They've managed to stay alive for the first few seasons. And if you haven't watched Ozark, it's definitely the best time to start watching. You're going to have to catch up a little bit because there are three seasons already. And then the season four is the last season. So, but it's definitely worth watching. It's definitely binge watching worthy. So yeah, I haven't finished it yet, but the first episode is extremely exciting, extremely stressful. As I've mentioned previously in the past episodes, I know when a show is really good is because how much stress I've been feeling watching a show. Although last Friday, regarding the news in Ukraine, I was like super stressed out because I actually have many friends in Ukraine. And I wasn't able to concentrate. I was just heartbroken about everything that's happening in Ukraine. So I decided not to watch Ozark just because I needed something lighthearted or something. I like science fiction, so we were kind of like distracted, like not continuing the Ozark episodes just because it's stressful. It's not because it's bad. It's just like, you know, it's good. It's stressful. But I just want like to take a breather to travel into a new world. And we actually ended up watching Space Sweepers, I think, although I wasn't such a fan of it. Space Sweepers, sci-fi space opera. It actually took us a very long time to decide which science fiction to watch. I wanted to watch Cloverfield 10 Cloverfield Lane, but it's not available on Netflix anymore. So we were like, well, what science fiction could we watch? And we ended up watching Space Sweepers because it had really great, it had a good rating, Rotten Tomatoes rating. But I wasn't such a fan of it. There's so much things that's going on in each scene that it's very hard to follow. So we ended up not finishing it. So it's definitely such a great world. I was so excited about how they've built the world, like how Earth is now and where are the people living. That was like a very interesting hook. Then it's just like, I wasn't sure what kind of movie it wanted to be. So if you do love space, space stuff and science fiction, I think it's worth watching. But there are other science fiction shows that are, you know, worth watching. And ooh, it's also Korean film. I love anything that's coming from Korea, especially the zombie ones. So yeah, if you love science fiction, speaking of science fiction from Korea, we talked about Silent Sea, I think, in the past episode. So it's also a really good one, a space TV series. I just kind of got disappointed with the season finale. So it's a bit underwhelming. But really love the mystery and the thriller, like for all the episodes. And also, of course, I love the actors. And okay, so those are worth watching on Netflix. So Ozark, Cuphead, Bleepy the Musical. So such a weird bunch of lists. And what's new? What's leaving? on Netflix this March or February. So I think, and also there, this is also kids movie. So we also, so B movie, Despicable Me 2, Kung Fu Panda, The Hangover, The Holiday, I Love You Man. There are a bunch more. So these movies are leaving Netflix. So if you haven't watched them or if you love watching them, so basically we watched Despicable Me and Despicable Me 2 again. I love Despicable Me, like 1, 2, and 3. I don't like the Minions, but I love Despicable Me. And so I think we've watched it a few times already. So I'm kind of sad that it's leaving, but I'm glad that we already kept watching it in the time that it's available. B movie, of course, my favorite is Jerry Seinfeld. So we've watched it on Netflix, so I think I'm going to watch it again before it disappears. And also my favorite is The Holiday. So I've been watching it during this in December. It's one of my favorite like guilty pleasure movies during the holidays. So, and I Love You Man, I watched it previously. I haven't watched it on Netflix, but it's really good. And it's Paul Rudd. I love anything that Paul Rudd is in. So it's definitely worth watching before it goes away. And I have been checking out as well what's gonna be coming in March on Netflix. And you gotta check your specific country, because sometimes some, as you know, some TV series and some movies are not available in specific countries. Like for example, like Friends have been in on our Netflix account for a long time. And ironically, when I went to New York for the first time, I couldn't watch Friends on Netflix while I was in New York. So that was silly. And I had a connecting flight in Taiwan. Previously, I was able to watch The Good Place. I was binge watching The Good Place. And then when I came back in the Philippines, I can't watch The Good Place anymore because a few seasons were not available. So yeah, it's silly. But it's just like the way it works, and we have a ton of stuff anyway that we can watch on Netflix. So things that are coming in March. So I've actually checking out some of the, there's a lot. So I'm just going to read it off to you from VanityFair.com. So we have 21 Bridges, A Nightmare on Elm Street, A Nightmare on Elm Street, both 2010 and 1984. It's been a while since I watched A Nightmare on Elm Street, so I think we love, like my husband and I are like horror fans, so that's definitely going to be worth watching for us. And, Freddy vs. Jason, The Gift, The Green Mile, My Best Friend's Wedding, Public Enemies, Redemption, The Replacements, Richie Rich, The Shawshank Redemption. So this is a really good list. Shrek 2. So Shrek, it's coming back. So I know that we've definitely watched Shrek, all of the Shrek on repeat on Netflix. So I guess it got taken out and then it's back again. Starship Troopers. Ooh, which are Starship Troopers this is? Is it the one with Denise Richards on it? Why can't I get her name right? And I've definitely watched Starship Troopers. I remember watching this in the 90s. So anyway, Texas Chainsaw. Ooh, Texas Chainsaw 3D. Did I already watch this? Top Gun, V for Vendetta, Where the Wild Things Are, Zoolander. Yeah, so tons and tons. And the new, I'm not sure which ones of this are actually a new series. But so Lies in Deceit, Netflix series, Making Fun, Netflix series. Pieces of Her. Pieces of Her sounds intriguing. Okay, so those are the things, new and old films that are coming to Netflix on March. And for me at least, those are the things that are worth watching, and there are more. So I definitely, yeah, like for me, Ozark is just like one of the best series on Netflix right now, and it's definitely worth watching, and it's also the last season. So, and there's so many Ozark's memes that I actually have to finish it, before I get spoiled by the memes. So, yeah, that's it pretty much for me. And thank you so much for listening. If you want to know more about me, just visit itsirenechan.com. So I'm a freelance writer and content marketer for early stage startups. I am obsessed with productivity and trying to do more in less time. So that's my thing. That's why I started Productive Popcorn. So if you want more productivity tips, make sure to follow me on social media as well. LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook, wherever. I am thinking of specifically starting a blog for Productive Popcorn. So let me know if that's interesting to you. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great weekend and have a great week ahead.